Psychopathology is diagnosed using an interview scale that measures a wide range of behaviors from impulsivity to the inability to feel empathy. It's estimated that between 15 and 20% of prison inmates fit the psychopathic profile. Most are in prison for violent crimes. New brain scan research, pioneered by Kent Keel of the University of New Mexico's Mind Research Network, finds these inmates have a similar abnormal brain circuitry in the paralimbic system of their brains. At a lecture on the UW-Madison campus last week, Keel said someday there may be a way to treat this brain disorder.
There's a targeted area of the brain now that you could potentially develop something, a neurotropic drug, that might help to improve or remediate that.
Keel is scanning the brains of violent juvenile offenders at a detention center in New Mexico now in the hope that the findings might help lead to such a drug. But short of drug therapy, he says there's already good evidence right here in Wisconsin that positive reinforcement therapy for violent teens reduces the chances they'll commit new crimes. He cites research done at the Mendota Juvenile Treatment Center over the past decade.
They found over a 50% reduction in violent crime in kids that went through this program. So what you've done is you've taken the highest risk kids with abnormal brain function, whatever you want to call it, and you've treated them, and you've reduced their recidivism.
The Mendota Center only houses 29 juveniles now, and treating them costs $7,000 per inmate more than conventional detention. But in the long run, Keel says the state could save money and reduce the number of violent crime victims if the program were expanded. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.